Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Minanda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and welcome to Tuesday, August 28th, 2012.
Episode 8.13, the NFC West Assessment Show.
Now, some people want to call this the NFC worst show, but we're not going to be those guys.
No, sir, Bobby,
because we remind you that the San Francisco 49ers were that close from going to the Super Bowl.
One Williams fumble, and he
shouldn't have even been in the game, okay? Ted Ginn should have been handling that.
From going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, we've got some interesting news coming out of the NFC West, where the Seattle Seahawks have made some striking decisions.
Strange, you said?
Striking.
Oh, I said strange. Striking. That was my word.
And then we have a team that has yet to name its quarterback. Oh, and by the way, neither of those guys will be playing in the final preseason game. We'll talk about that a little bit.
What?
That's right, Miha, we will. And finally, we have a team that has looked so bad and so inept in the preseason.
The Jets? Oh, wait, they're not in the NFC West. Sorry.
They're not. We'll talk about them as well. All of that, Jeff, plus NFL news regarding Dez Bryant. Carlos Dansby's talking out against Miami again.
Dez Bryant, your security detail needs you to leave now.
Mike Wallace has finally shown up to camp.
Mike, you promised that over the last 2 weeks.
And a trade between the Rams and the Jets to try and help them with their offensive line problems.
What offensive line?
That's right. Here we go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, so I brought the room down last night on Extra Time on TalkSport Radio where I said, well, I just basically said that the Jets' ineptitude this preseason with their inability to score a touchdown so far in the first three games was very much like Arsenal unable to score a goal so far this year.
Yeah.
And the groans.
A lot of Arsenal fans there?
No, but it's radio. It's live radio. Yes. So, yes, there's lots of Arsenal fans there. Not necessarily in the room.
Right, but listening.
But listening, and you know that the phones are going to light up with people going, how dare you? How dare I? First of all, this is worse. It's easier to score a touchdown in the NFL than it is to score a goal in soccer.
Yes.
So this is worse.
Here's the thing. Not that the first string offense hasn't scored a touchdown. It says the entire team.
WTTS. Or hasn't WTJS. A wow, those Jets suck.
I mean, the entire team as a whole.
Okay, so Steven, just riddle me this, Batman, because I've honestly been pondering this, and I wanted to pick your brain.
Pick it.
You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends. Is it possible that Rex Ryan has a really cool offensive package that he's withholding? And remember, they've got their offensive coordinator. They brought him up from Miami where he ran the beautiful Wildcat
thing.
Tony Sperano's there, Mr. Sunglasses at Night, so I can. Tony Sperano's there with his sunglasses at night.
Degenerative disease. He needs those glasses.
I didn't know that. And now what? I'm supposed to feel badly? I do.
A little bit.
I do. Okay, thanks.
He needs them to protect his
Life. Now I feel like a schmuck. Great. Just how I wanted to start the show. Jeff feels like a schmuck show. Yay. We haven't had enough of those in 458 episodes.
No.
Anyways, is it possible that the lovely Joe Philbin, not Joe Philbin, sorry, that's a whole other screw up.
Yes.
That Tony Sperano and Rex Ryan are holding back this beautiful offensive scheme where Tim Tebow comes in inside. Because you notice that Sanchez gets to the red zone beautifully.
He does.
Beautifully.
Yes.
And then it just breaks down completely. And this is, by the way, his receivers are dropping wide open balls that hit him in the hands.
When you have rookies dropping balls like that.
But they're doing it on purpose.
Are they?
They're doing it on purpose. They're doing the rope-a-dope. See? And so when the regular season starts, they're going to all say, da-da-da-da, we're Super Jets. Is it possible?
Here's the thing.
Is it possible?
anything's possible.
Okay, yeah, is it possible there's people on the moon? Yeah, sure, yes, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's very unlikely unless we left somebody behind.
We communicated with Mars yesterday. We sent a voice packet.
Yeah, but that was something
It recorded it, and then it sent it back to us.
But we did all that,
yes,
though.
Yes, we did.
There was no other life forms
but
involved.
But it is possible. Yeah, nobody else.
It was Neil Armstrong's voice,
It would have been really
Wasn't
cool.
Wasn't it cool that it was Neil Armstrong's voice?
I don't think it was Neil
They did
Neil
that
Armstrong's
one small
voice.
Step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and that's
yeah,
what they said.
Yeah, but the actual announcement was by the NASA director, yes. And, you know, rest in peace to the great astronaut, Mr.
True
Armstrong.
True American hero.
That is a hero.
And you know what makes him un-American? He was humble.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just makes him more American.
Just saying.
Is all.
Maybe we can all follow in his footsteps.
We can. Just great stuff. Thank you.
Give me the probability that the Jets are actually doing this magical thing that
well,
I
that's what a lot of people are suggesting.
No way, someone else has said it besides me.
I saw it on NFL AM. I saw it on NFL Live last night.
First of all, NFL AM, can I shoot somebody? I'm sorry.
Look, I like Steve Weiss.
I like the idea. Oh, Steve Weiss is great.
And I like the
He's
other
not the
dude
anchor, though,
on
is
the
he?
Other side.
He's not the anchor.
Why can't they just get rid of the anchor guy and gal? And leave Steve Weiss and
you mean
and,
smart people who know a lot about football
yes.
instead of the talking head.
So what would you do if this happened?
Well, who had the best touchdown dance this Sunday? Somebody kill me. We've got those channels on 45 channels every morning. We don't need an NFL version. We want to hear substance.
I should be nice. I may be wanting to get a job from these people at some point.
Fine, they'll hire us next. And guess what we won't do? Boy, you had a great touchdown dance. Unless there's a lot of money, in which case we will absolutely
we will
do it.
We will sell out and do
pretty
much anything.
Oh, heavens yes. Everyone knows that about us.
But,
you're saying.
Speaking of which, Cowboy fans, and I say this only to Dallas Cowboy fans, but anybody else who is not a Cowboy fan and wants to come and check it out as well, this season, starting with tomorrow's preseason game between the Cowboys and the Dolphins, I am going to be the live game day correspondent for Bleacher Report, Jeffrey.
Very nice.
Where I'm going to be basically giving player grades and my analysis of the Cowboys live as their game is playing. So you may want to come check that out. I'll post links once you know I get it all squared away.
And for that, Steven, we have to bring up this oldie but goodie.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Men from lesser states may know their state's capital, but you know your state's bird, tree, and even reptile.
Love that horny toad!
Sure, there are 49 other states in the Union.
They're wussier.
But they're smaller, wussier, and the people talk funny.
Yankee wussies!
Oh, Yankee wussies. So anyways, if you've gone out to my Facebook page, my personal one, not the NFL R&R one, you've seen that I've updated the profile
yes,
and cover
and
photo
banner
for
the
football,
timeline. Football,
baby.
Football, baby. Football's back.
Football!
We are just a brief 8 days away from kickoff. The year Cowboys against Super Bowl champion New York Football Giants.
Kickoff in 8 days.
At the Meadowlands. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited. I have to work that night, and I really don't want to.
You have to work that night?
Yeah. It's Wednesday, bro.
Can't
See,
you move
the reason I work
Thursday?
On Wednesday nights is because football's
Thursday.
On Thursday
yes.
nights, and we do our
So for this 1 week, move everybody to Thursday.
Oh, that's so convenient for me.
Yes.
For
yes.
people. See, when you are somebody that's paid, you should kind of do what's best for the people
for
that
the
are
people.
Paying you.
So you're going to watch on a tape delay.
Don't say that.
I'm going to tell you.
Don't say that.
I'm just telling you this. Don't read my timeline. Turn
oh,
off
Lord.
Twitter.
Oh, Lord. I have to un-Twitter
turn
you.
Off,
that's
turn
for
off
sure.
Twitter. Turn off my timeline. Turn off Facebook.
I don't go on Facebook or Twitter when I'm working, okay?
Okay, I'm just telling you. Just don't have any of those open
mm-hmm.
because you will know stuff
mm-hmm.
if you have them open.
All right, and that's going to segue us to he's going to get
NFL
it.
NFL news?
Well, yeah, but just because he's got to get it and he shouldn't get it from my point of view.
Uh-oh. Just a good old boy.
Who gave you a good old
it's
boy?
Says, never meaning no harm.
Oh, he don't get a good old boy.
It beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since
a week from Tuesday.
He don't, come on, man. He don't get a good old boy for just because the Cowboys
have put him
imposed.
Under house arrest. My
it's
God.
It's not
There's
house
kindergartners arrest. With more permissions than Dez has. You let your children do more than Dez does.
Come on, man.
I don't understand. Look, I don't understand.
As of right now, Jerry Jones has denied
that he's under house arrest.
That there are these special rules for Des Bryant.
Whoa.
What?
How can you
Jones
deny?
Told the Star-Telegram in Dallas, I'm not so sure where the media has come up with the details of this nature. So the Cowboys just say no right now. So I I don't know. And Jeffrey, this is like this is one of those things where somebody in the media picked it up and then it was a snowball. I mean, it just gathered steam and everybody had the reports.
Well, so much so that Drew Pearson is taking issue.
Oh, Drew Pearson was not happy. Well, but Drew Pearson.
This is my point.
Drew Pearson wasn't so much happy. Now, he wasn't unhappy with the rules that were set. He just wants Dez Bryant to be a man and step up and say, hey, look, Dez, you're 23. Be a man. You shouldn't have to have these rules imposed on you. You should just know that you are now a professional in the professional team, in a professional business, working for a professional organization. You should act as such. That was Pearson's thing.
Okay.
He's just tired of these players getting babied. He wasn't babied when Pearson played in the league.
Okay. Calvin Watkins of ESPN Dallas.
Yes.
Quote, Arlington, Texas byline, this was updated yesterday morning. So 24 hours ago, this was updated. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant has agreed to strict guidelines from team officials regarding his conduct away from the field. The guidelines Bryant agreed to took effect August 23rd when the team returned to Dallas after 3 weeks of training camp in California, according to sources.
And at 12 Eastern time, which was an hour ago,
what so much more recent than yesterday.
Yesterday, on the Star-Telegram,
yeah,
in their Cowboys corner, by Clarence Hill Jr., who I know very well as a beat writer for the Cowboys, says Jerry Jones told KRLD FM 105.3 The Fan that I'm not sure where the media has come up with details of this nature. Fundamentally, Dez does, and I'm convinced, want to do many things that give him the opportunity to get back on track the way he needs to, both on and off the field. I think any of this talk or any of these references to what he's going to be doing or what he is not going to be doing in general, it's one that I would say lets him conform to good behavior. And that kind of behavior is something we expect.
I don't hear a denial.
We're fully supportive of him, his family, his mother. We want to do anything in that direction that we can. As far as specific of rules, I think just rules that let him concentrate on what he's doing on the field and let him do his work and not have the distractions of not doing it right off the field.
That's not a denial. So far, it sounds totally true.
Well, he's...
Doesn't it? I mean, if you parse the words, Stephen, the spirit of it, sure, is a sort of retraction. But if you actually look at the words, the thing I love about Jerry Jones, unlike Pete Carroll, Jerry Jones don't lie. Pete Carroll looked at me and just told me outright that TJ is TJ's
right.
team.
TJ,
it's
Jerry
TJ's
Jones,
team. Yeah. And TJ is now the backup at Buffalo.
Yes, he is.
And he never took a snap at a preseason game for the Seahawks. How's that your team?
Okay,
Mr. Carroll, you owe me an apology.
Jones was asked about the so-called Dez rules. Jones said,
which, by the way, the Dez rules, just to be clear of what the alleged rules.
Yes, rules are.
Midnight curfew, if you're going to miss curfew, team must know in advance, no drinking alcohol, can't attend any strip clubs, can only attend nightclubs that are approved by the team, whatever that means.
I want to know what those clubs are, baby.
Well, you don't want to go to those clubs.
I do.
Because they would basically be Boy Scout camps. I mean, from what it sounds like, he must attend counseling twice a week. A three-man security rotation will be with him at all times, some member of that. And the security team will drive Dez everywhere to and from practices and team functions.
And then what came out after that report is that Dez himself was going to be responsible for paying that security.
Yes.
And
he's...
Security.
Yeah.
Well, so what does this have to do with the Cowboys? If he's hired...
Because the Cowboys are saying that this is what you're going to do.
Security staff.
How many people on their own, aside from... who did we have at the Super Bowl that was such a washed-up drug addict that came all clean and stuff like that? The guy was in complete sobriety and stuff. He would have done that. he would have done that. But no,
let me tell you Jones's answer when asked about the so-called Des rules. I'm not going to discuss any of the rules because that would imply there are a certain set of rules, and I don't know that that's correct either.
I don't know that that's correct. In other words, I don't want to talk about it. That's Jerry Jones speak for I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just telling you, I'm reading to you what the man said. I'm
so
not reading.
I haven't heard
what
a denial said. Yet. Jacques Jones Taylor, whom you know.
Yes. What does Jacques say?
He says, he agrees. What? This is all true. And he says, if Dez screws up this time, it's on him because you can't get it any more punitive than this.
Yeah.
Jacques Jones isn't saying this isn't true.
I'm sure that the Cowboys suggested he go out and get himself a security team.
If you sit down with Jerry Jones right now, I'm Jerry Jones, okay?
Yes.
And you're Steve Miranda.
Yes.
Okay? How are you, Steven?
I'm doing great, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I so appreciated your time here in Dallas, caring for the players and their families and their needs on game day.
Thank you, sir. I got a tough question for you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole Dez Bryant situation and these special rules that have been given.
Stevie, you remember the triplets?
Yes, I do.
Remember how much fun that was?
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
Those were some of the best times, weren't they, Steven?
Yes, Jerry.
Those were good times.
But about Dez Bryant and these rules of no alcohol, curfew at midnight, having to have a security detail around with him all the time wherever he goes. Did you impose that on him?
You know, the word imposition is such a strong word. There's a sense of force and unwillingness to cooperate. And, I mean, I'm very much willing to do anything I can to help Dez and himself and help the team.
Okay, maybe
Dez has been very open-minded and very cooperative with
JJ,
all this.
JJ, can I call you JJ?
I'd rather you not.
All right, Jerry. Jera.
Yeah,
Jera's good. Jerry. Okay, maybe imposed. I used the wrong word there. Did you maybe imply that this is something Dez should do?
Everybody
and endorse these rules.
Everybody's counting on Dez to be a big part of what we're going to do. We're going to the Super Bowl. Dez is going to be a big part of that. We need Dez to be a big part of that. And Dez is going to do everything he can. And Dez is so open-minded and cooperative with the things we're trying to do, the program we're trying to run here.
Yeah. Can I interview Dez today?
You know what? Dez has a medical appointment, and one of his security guards has driven him to that medical appointment.
Dez still isn't giving interviews.
Yeah, you asked, actually, Jerry, to talk to Dez, if I'm not mistaken, while we were at Oxnard. Or did you talk to Dalrymple about it?
I talked to Rich.
And Dalrymple's, not yet.
Not yet. It's not going to happen right now. Look, either way, whether it's imposed,
I wanted to give.
Whether it's imposed by the Cowboys or whether it's them suggesting, look, man, you got to clean it up off the field. Okay? Any more infractions, we can't help you anymore. The league's going to step in.
Yeah.
And they're going to do something about it.
I think that's the biggest reason that this is probably taking place. Well, it's a big reason. But Dallas knows. I mean, they're smart enough that they know that if they don't take the harshest, most punitive measures possible, the commissioner will get involved. And when the commissioner gets involved,
it's not good.
It's never kissed.
They want Dez on the team. They need Dez on the team.
They absolutely
need
Dez on the team.
Based on the final.
There's some good young receivers on that
preseason
team.
Preseason Tony Romo. I got no Miles Austin. I got no Dez Bryant. I got no Jason Witten.
I got an Ogletree.
I'll throw for 198 yards and 2 touchdowns
to
and
nobody's.
No interception, 151.4 QB rating, all in the first quarter. I'm out. See you on September 5th. Literally.
You might want to write that and have that be your little Bleacher Report post because you said that pretty well.
Dude steps up. And you think it's week 3 of the preseason. You're going to see Tony Romo and the starters out there for a whole 3 quarters.
Yeah, probably not Witten.
Well, no, but not the starters that are hurt. But I'm talking the offensive line starters, DeMarco Murray, Tony Romo, Ogletree. And he went out there and he looked so good in that first quarter that the Cowboys just said, we're done.
You know who else looked really good in the first quarter?
They were playing the Rams.
No, I'm talking about who else looked really good, quarterback-wise, looked really good in the first quarter this weekend.
Peyton Manning
didn't even play the whole first quarter.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he was another one that got
pulled. It's time for Jeff to backtrack. Back.
Jeff is backtracking
back.
A little bit.
It's gone!
I tell you what.
Peyton Manning's going to be fine.
I have gone and
picked him up everywhere.
Where he's still available.
He's still available.
Drafted a lot. But I have started to make my trade offers to anybody who has Eric Decker. Now, he's on a lot
Eric
of my
Decker
teams.
Is going to have
already.
A monster
Actually,
season.
He was my secret special weapon wide receiver.
Five, number top five wide receiver this year, guaranteed.
I believe
guaranteed.
That. I believe that. Everybody is who's going the other way, they're taking Demaryius Thomas.
No, go for it.
Have
but
you
the not
guy who's
watched?
Going to benefit from Peyton Manning.
Peyton has best friends.
Eric Decker.
And Eric that's Decker's Decker. His best friend.
He's tall. He's never had a tall wide receiver like
Loves
this.
Having a tall
and
wide receiver.
In the red zone, Eric Decker's going to get a lot of touchdowns.
And you know why? Because Peyton, this is where I don't backtrack, Peyton isn't 100%.
Yes.
He may never be 100% Peyton Manning. So what? I'm going to tell you that 90% Peyton Manning beats the hell out of anybody else.
In the big, big, huge money league that I play, he went right before me.
Oh, I hate that.
Right after the draft, I went to the dude. I said, look at my roster.
Who do you want?
Who you want? I need Eric Decker. He's like, He's like, he had Michael Vick. He's like, well, I like DeSean Jackson. Take him. He's yours. Decker for Jackson right now. Right now, it's got to be right
up.
Now.
Straight up.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, baby. We pulled the trigger. The commissioner was like, really? The commissioner was trying to get the other
he's
guys.
He's trying
like,
to help you.
Yeah, right.
Because no. that guy, the guy's, get, sorry, the other no, guy's giving away DeSean yes. Jackson for Eric freaking Decker.
Yeah.
Come on, Tim Tebow made him look good on one play?
Yeah.
No, it's no, not. We're
Tim,
not going.
Tim Tebow, no, Tim Tebow.
Last year. In the oh, in Eric the playoffs,
yeah.
That's where Eric Decker
came on. It wasn't Eric
on.
Decker. It wasn't Eric Decker.
It wasn't even Decker.
No, it was,
was it?
It was Thomas. It was,
oh, it was Demaryius Thomas.
It was the one that everybody's getting. The,
that's why, because of one play.
Yes,
they're like, it's not even that guy. It's the yeah. other guy.
So we pulled the trigger, and now in my big money league, that team is sick. You know, I don't even. You know what? And I was drafting last. I was drafting last in that league. And that team is just sick. And a lot of places, Jeffrey, I've got Aaron Rodgers, DeMarco Murray, and D-Mac. I don't know how I got those three guys in about four different teams. I don't know who I was drafting with, but they weren't paying attention.
And yet you criticize me for stealing all your draft picks.
Well, you do it all the time!
We draft a lot.
Okay, it doesn't happen in the beginning, but then you kind of... Because I try to draft those teams pretty much the same.
I know, and I don't. If you'll notice my teams,
yeah, they're
I
all
probably
crazy.
Have 300 different players that I'm supposed
don't,
to manage.
Because I try to keep them the same.
That would be easier.
Yes, it is much easier. And then all of a sudden, around draft 7, 8, especially around 9 and 10, guys that I... You start taking them right before me. And I'm like, now I got to take them earlier.
Yeah, you do, actually, because...
Yeah. I don't like you no more. I threw stuff at the TV because of you.
I believe you. I hope not the new TV.
No, not
that's
the
beautiful.
No, not the new TV.
Now, I've got this little question.
So we got some NFL news that we need to get to?
Yeah, we've been doing NFL news.
Yeah, we
but
have.
We just didn't have the sound effect. So now
NFL
we've got
news!
The sound effect, but this is more of a question.
Question. Are you putting me on a hot seat already?
No.
Don't put me on a hot. I'm already hot. I'm sick. I'm playing hurt. You know I'm playing hurt
this
today.
This is for me. The monkey's for me.
Okay.
There's a little man wearing a blue suit and vest with buttons that don't match, and he's got a long red beard.
I'm going to kid him.
And he's on NFL Network, and he does commercials for Thursday Night Football.
And for fantasy football.
And he makes me giggle. And Peter King wrote in his column yesterday that he wants the guy removed, and he thinks that it's one of the worst ideas in the history of
horrible
television.
Campaign.
And Steven comes in this morning on his own and says he wants the guy dead.
Yeah.
Not really, but
really.
Metaphorically.
If I ever meet the actor playing this, I will kill him. Okay. I'm not going
That's
to.
That's my point.
Relax,
you're not
going to
kill him. You're not going to kill him.
I don't kill people. I might sock him.
Please send me an email of support if you find the guy makes you giggle a little bit. Jeff@rarn.net. I need to know I'm not alone because, whoever
Please
created the campaign.
Please let him be alone. Nobody said, I want to smack the person who created the campaign.
Do you
like smack that.
Tackles? The guy's clearly never watched a game in his life.
Do you like punts and stunts? I don't even know what he says, but I want to punch him.
It's clever. It's the old lady talking smack and foul, and those things make me laugh.
Yes. So, did Jerry Jones rapping make you laugh when he started the new rap that he did for Papa John's Pizza? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen a new Jerry Jones rap.
Where were you yesterday? It was posted yesterday.
Yesterday was Monday.
Yeah.
And
it was your first day without the boy at home. He's at college.
Hey.
I'm sorry, dog. Am I bringing you down?
Don't dig there.
Just let it out, man. I want you to just let it out.
What, you just want me to cry on the air?
Not on the air.
I haven't had a good breakdown cry yet.
Not on the air. Let's wait till after the air and then just let it out.
But you're already sick and hot. The last thing you want is a sweaty guy crying on you.
I know.
So. It's just yesterday was really weird because when I left here, I had radio yesterday. The ISDN line failed. It dropped the call. And so I had to do radio on the cell phone, which meant I couldn't. When they say Ryder Cup time, Jeff, I don't want to talk about the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Because you know what? I'm an American. America don't care about the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
And so there was things, and then I had to pick up Kara.
You're starting to sound like a country and Western song.
And then I had to pick up Kara because Dee Dee was gone yesterday.
And your wife left you.
No, my wife I never saw yesterday. That was the problem. So I had the girl yesterday. She was sad because Jordan wasn't home. And Jordan wasn't at school. It was Kara's first day at school where she noticed that Big Brother wasn't there. Ooh. And so that was hard. And, I was disconnected yesterday.
I see. All right. Well, lots of stuff happened yesterday.
But my point, so Jeff at RARN.net, if you like the little red-bearded man with a blue coat.
Please, people, send him emails. Make him feel that he's not alone, although he is alone. But make him believe he's not. All right, Jeff. Mike Wallace, who last week, if you'll remember, during last week's podcast, we said, Mike Wallace told some friends he's going to report during the weekend.
During the weekend. You know when the weekend was? A couple days ago. Well, did he show up the weekend?
No.
Well, but wait a minute. Weekend, he told people that he was going to show up.
On Sunday, there was a report that he texted some people and said he's going to show up on Tuesday.
Now, Steven.
It's Tuesday today.
How big a part of you believed him this weekend?
I didn't think he was going to show up this weekend.
No, when he said this weekend that he was going to show up on Tuesday, how much of you just, how much, give me a percent.
When I saw the
report.
How much
of you just went, you know what? I don't even freaking care because, dude, you're just yanking my chain probably again. How big a part, percent?
I don't know. I think 50-50.
50? That was where I was. I was like, yeah, he might. He better because the game season's going to start soon.
Then I saw the Adam Schefter report where he's like, the reason he chose Tuesday is because by showing up on Tuesday, that means he doesn't have to play in their final preseason game on Thursday because you have to be with the team for 3 whole days before they could put you in pads and make you go out and work out and play games.
And so he just didn't want to play in the preseason is what it comes down to.
The final preseason game.
He didn't want to play in any because that means he's going to miss the final.
Well, Jeff, he wants a new contract, and I'm not going to get hurt in a stupid preseason game. I'll get hurt in a regular season game. I'm not going to go out there and have you send me out there and work 3 quarters in a meaningless preseason game.
Right.
But you know what? I'll do it if you give me a new contract.
Right.
With some guaranteed dollars.
Right.
And instead they gave Antonio Brown guaranteed dollars.
Yes, they did.
And Brown needs to stop flipping in the end zone during a preseason game.
Yeah, that's not really what we would call smart.
And anybody who starts dancing around in the end zone
Jerome Simpson
in a freaking preseason game. That's a regular season game.
No, but he did it this preseason.
Did he do it in the preseason game?
He's hurdled 2 guys already.
Okay, anybody who's doing this in the preseason game and dancing around and jumping and flipping in a preseason game, you guys are idiots, man. First of all, why are you celebrating
a
touchdown
in
a preseason game?
We're too stupid.
Those aren't going to go stats numbers that are going to be up there for you. They don't count. Nobody's counting these preseason touchdowns, man. You're over there dancing like, woo, look at me. Look at me. Dude, do it like
a
whole full-on.
Well, they know that NFL AM is going to do a segment on the best touchdown dance of the preseason.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. You know what, Steven? This feels right.
You really don't know. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
Well, I am happy to report Mike Wallace is in camp. He showed up.
He hasn't signed yet.
A little bit before.
Hasn't signed yet.
Well, because maybe they might be negotiating a new contract right now. Because remember, the Steelers had said, we're not
going
to negotiate.
What's up with your fines?
You know, that's
if you're under contract,
that's what they're talking
about.
That's
what they should be talking about. And that's what I want to know about. And that, Steven Miranda, makes there be one person who's not in camp. One holdout. That'd be
MJF.
D. My jolly donkey.
You know what? I love MJD, but I got Rashid Jennings all over the place.
Oh.
He's in at least 90% of my
fantasy football
team. Did you
like my Facebook post? I thought you might have enjoyed it. Yes. Which what I posted was I hope MJD's watching these preseason games because there's this kid named Jennings who looks really good.
Jennings has been balling, and he hasn't been doing it against Cracker Jack defenses.
No, these are the starters. Ravens. These are the ones.
I mean, he's been doing it against some good teams.
Does he look as good as MJD?
No.
He looks about 90-85% of what MJD can do. You know what? Like
that's
Peyton Manning,
good.
I think that's pretty good.
85% of MJD is pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. And, dude, you better – but is it not a statement of how good the new collective bargaining is that before we're still 8 days away from opening day, we have one holdout? When was the last time we only had one holdout this late? Usually there's five or six. We are now down to one holdout, and MJD, congratulations, you are he.
MJD wins the holdout war.
I think we're through with the news, and I think it's time we got on to the teams
at hand.
Wait,
one more. Come on, we
got to
talk about the Miami Dolphins. Because tonight,
Lord.
Being Tuesday, it's hard knock
life.
Hard
knock life.
You know what?
For us.
They could put I've decided they could put the worst team in football.
Of course.
On hard knocks.
It's fascinating. It's compelling
it.
Television,
it
Steven.
Is. It
talk
is.
About reality television. Your family will be changed forever because, you know what? Not because you signed up for a TV show, but because this is your job.
Yeah.
It just so happens that they're filming it.
Yeah.
But this is your job.
And so, you know, the crazy thing is we know the news. We know everything that's going on with the team.
We know what's
going to
happen.
Before it happens. But how are they going to show it?
How are they going to show Tannehill?
How are they going to show Tannehill's going to get the stuff? And they brought in Matt Moore. And, you know, the coaches tell him, he's like, we're going to go a different way. And then he goes in and talks to Phil.
Could you believe how pissed Matt Moore was?
He looked a little not happy.
He was just... So I'll be Matt Moore and you be coach.
No, I can't.
Come on,
real quick.
10 seconds.
Matt, the reason I brought you in is I need to I need to let you know that we've decided that we're going to go Ryan Tannehill as a starter.
Yes.
He's going to start this week and he'll start.
Yes.
But we need you.
Yes.
We know that, you know, you worked hard and it wasn't any one thing that you did.
No.
But this is the decision.
The dude was so keyed up. He was going to pop, and he could not sit still in that chair. He's like, are we done? And he might as well just come in and said, are we done, coach? Because I got a punching bag that I got to take down and start wailing on because, you know, I'm the guy who made this team look not like complete crap the end of last
year.
That's
right.
And if you want to go in a different direction, God bless you. And I'm being sarcasm.
He's being sarcasm.
That's what my son would say when he was five.
I'm being sarcasm.
My son. I hope that this gets back to him and might embarrass him. I hope. So his best friend went up there with him, who happens to be a lady, and his best friend's lovely. She's a lovely lady, but they are friends.
Yes.
Her roommate is from Fort Worth.
Yes.
And she's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And she's got the little drawl. And she's got that face. It's not quite as skinny as some of the faces here in California. They've got just that little roundedness to them that says, I'm a Texan, darling. I'm a Texan. And you know what about Texas women? We're women.
Is he a smitten kitten already?
I don't know. But when I'm at the Sounders football game, MLS game on Sunday, and I get this panicked phone call. I'm like, who died? I just dropped you off yesterday. Who died?
Right.
You know, he's like, I need your login for NFL Live, for preseason live. And he sounded like a man obsessed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't just you wanting to watch your Cowboys. This is you wanting to impress a young lady who wants to watch the Cowboys. There's probably been two touchdowns already. Dad, I need your login right now. Damn this internet. It's going too slowly. That was a kid in a full-blown panic.
Yeah.
Does football put you in a full-blown panic, or does a lady put you in a full-blown panic?
I don't know. Football does tend to put me in
a full-blown panic.
Sometimes it does.
It can make you irritable.
Sometimes.
But does it push you over the edge?
I don't know.
No, the ladies
put
you over
kid.
The edge.
Come on, dog. I know you're listening. You got to call your uncle, man. I got to live vicariously through you, man. Come on, kid. Oh.
It's all good.
All right. So anyway, I just want, you know, for Matt Moore.
Man, he was
they
mad.
Did beat the Jets at the end of the season. They played the Patriots in that week 16 last year tough. They lost by 3 points. They beat the Bills at the end of the season. They destroyed the Raiders at the end of the season. All of this was because of Matt Moore, by the way. Uh-huh. They almost beat the Cowboys. They lost to the Cowboys 2019 late in the season. So Matt Moore came in, stepped in when nobody thought anything about Matt Moore, and he made the Dolphins look respectable down the end of the last final six, seven games of the season. And you got to sit there and you got to tell me, look, man, you ain't seen anything from this rookie, really, that's been all that impressive. And I don't even get a shot to start again before, you know, the wheels come off and then you bring the rookie in. You're going to start him?
Yes.
No rookie quarterback has ever started in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Not a Dan Marino. Not a Bob Greasy. Nobody. You're going to let this rookie be the guy?
You have to earn it. All right, Steven.
And here's my thing. Did he earn it? Real quickly, did he earn it?
No.
Carlos Dansby to the hot seat.
Wait, just real quickly. Carlos Dansby, the Miami Dolphins, he was not happy. They traded away Vontae Davis to the Indianapolis Colts.
And man, the Colts did exactly what they needed to do.
They did. And Carlos Dansby, who he made some comments after they released Chad Johnson, came out and said, I don't know the direction the team is going.
Now, what happened to, we saw in Hard Knocks that they were going to put together a senior advising committee.
That's right.
And they were Reggie Bush, and they were going to meet every week,
Dansby,
if necessary.
Was a part of that group.
Dansby.
Bush,
yes.
And Jake Long.
Yes.
They were going to meet with
Jake Long now is out.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this is...
So Coach Joe Philbin told the players on Hard Knocks. He actually told you something. They were in a meeting, and he says, personnel moves by the team should not be discussed out of house. You got a problem?
They should not be discussed out of house.
Out of house. That's exactly what it is.
First of all, Joe Philbin just said personal matters should not be discussed out of house. Any questions? Joe doesn't get demonstratively emotional.
He did not get emotional. You're
and
right.
That's one of the reasons that Hard Knocks might not be doing him a favor. When they suck, I think he's going to be showing the door week 10. Because this has got nightmare written all over it, and his personality is a sit-back guy.
Are we talking Ofer for the Dolphins? Could they duplicate the Detroit Lions in that Ofer?
Yeah, that season of ineptitude. I'm going to look right now, Steven, and I've got to go teams, Dolphins. I got to look at their schedule. Now, tease people about the prediction show, when that is going to be.
All right, the prediction show we will record on Thursday afternoon. It will be posted Thursday night. This week, in just 2 days, you're getting 2 shows this week. Get ready for that, because starting this week, you get 2 shows every week, Jeff.
Okay, here's the games that the Dolphins could win. They're home against the Raiders.
I don't know.
They're home against the Jets. I'm just saying.
Jets have secrets.
I thought you didn't buy my magic beans philosophy.
They got the Rams.
They're home to Jacksonville.
They host the Rams.
They host the Rams, but I the Rams are going to kick the crap out of them. The Rams play good defense.
Their defense looked suspect all preseason long.
Okay, they're going to be fine. I'm not worried about the Rams.
I am.
Jacksonville, Jacksonville's going to torch them. So basically, they better win one of their first 3 games.
So between Oakland
and the Jets
and Arizona.
Because maybe the Jets will actually get it figured out eventually. Maybe. Bueller. I don't know. They go at Arizona. I don't think they have. Skelton's not horrible.
Oh, 16.
16-0 watch is officially. Now, that was Steven trying to get out
Welcome
of this.
Welcome to the hot seat.
I'm on the hot seat.
And I hope you appreciate that I took the pleasure of turning the air conditioning up and made it blow harder just for this moment in the hot seat.
Yes.
Steve Miranda, welcome
to
the hot seat.
I feel very cool. I like it.
There are four lights.
There are four lights. Bring it to me.
Give me, in no particular order, the youngest quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Well,
we have a boatload of them.
I'm going to tell you this. This is the first time in the history ever that 5 rookies will start the season at quarterback.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is correct.
Now, one of those rookies is
one
very young.
One of those rookies is old.
Whedon is 29. So
28. He'll be 29.
He's going to turn 29.
But today, he's 28.
Right. Okay. So one of those rookies, but still,
can
he's
we
a rookie.
Count him as a rookie? He's a rookie. Yes. Okay, so you're right.
But the other four, you got Wilson, which out of nowhere won the job up in Seattle. You got Tannehill in Miami.
Wilson.
Tannehill.
Luck.
And the guy from Washington, which I do not say his name. What is his name, please? Could you?
Robert Griffin III.
Thank you. So those five guys right there. Then, Jeffrey, you've got another five.
One, two, second three, year
quarterbacks.
Four, five. That's very good, Steven.
Thank you very much. I can tell you those guys, too.
So basically,
you got Cam Newton.
Hang on. We got 10 guys.
Yes.
10. How many teams are in the league?
32.
That's a third.
Almost a third.
That's
yes.
a third.
Yes.
Of the teams in the yes. league are fielding quarterbacks that are
I could give you
at
those
best
guys too.
Starting their second year.
Ponder in Minnesota.
Ponder.
Locker,
check.
Tennessee.
Check. Locker.
Of course, Cam Newton.
Check.
Right? You got Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert. And guess Blaine Gabbert's age.
He's young.
Yeah. He's second year in the league.
I'm thinking 23,
24. He's
22. When did the guy come out? Did he come
22.
Out as a junior?
Maybe he skipped a year of school or something, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid is crazy. So you think about Blaine Gabbert being 22 in Jacksonville and that they don't suck out loud?
Yeah.
Maybe it could work out there. And you're missing one other sophomore quarterback who did quite
well
and made the playoffs.
The other sophomore quarterback is Andy Dalton.
Dalton, that's right.
But then, Jeffrey, you got to look at Sam Bradford, who's only his third year.
24 years old.
For the Rams. You look at
you nailed
Mark
him.
Sanchez. Is it his third year?
Mark Sanchez is his fourth year. First
okay.
2 years, yeah. AFC Championship
right,
game.
That's right.
And then last year. And now
this fourth year.
Matt Stafford, Josh Freeman, all fourth-year guys,
yeah.
But still very young, 24 years old. This is half the league.
More than half the league is young. I would say under 25.
Except Whedon,
well,
and he's 28.
But
right.
Whedon's an anomaly.
He is an anomaly. And I hope that anomaly works for the sake of those in the dog
it's
pound.
It's not going to. I love the dog pound. I want to be there.
I want to be in the dog pound, too.
Are we going
to
do that this year?
We have no money.
No, we don't. Okay. We are going to London, right?
Yeah, that's paid for.
Okay, good.
And thank you to everyone who
played
fantasy football.
Everybody who played fantasy football, we thank you for that.
And for the people who just wanted the access to the cool pick sheet where you make your prediction sheet and threw us $10 over the last couple of weeks, thank you so much.
And there were some
it matters.
And there were some of you who were very generous.
Went above and beyond the Call of Duty.
And donated a lot more than that. And we want to thank you, too. And I've actually put it together a pretty nice little sheet to send to all those people. It's very nice of them.
We should do what nonprofits do and spend more than they actually gave us on ways of saying thank you
yes.
and follow-up emails.
Yes, yes I'm
that
I'm
frustrates
that.
Me. I send money to nonprofits, and then they spend a fortune trying to get more money out of
right.
me.
Right, yes.
And I'm like, you've
no,
spent what I just gave you.
That's not the kind of email
you.
I'm going to do.
I know. That was my point.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of a certain...
We're going to send
I'm
stuff.
Thinking of a certain nonprofit that just irritates me to death.
One more thing before we get to the teams, because we've got four teams to talk about, Jeffrey. Pick 'em.
Four?
Weekly pick 'em. Okay, Jeffrey?
I made my picks. Leave
yes,
me alone.
Good.
I did it.
I sent the email out to the people who had not.
It's really
if
pretty.
If you didn't play
that's
last
when
year.
I did it.
If you didn't play last year, come out and play this year, please. NFLRNR.com. Right on the homepage, there's a pick'em link. Click it. Boom. It takes us to the site. Or you can go to NFLRNR.com/pick'em. No spaces.
No dashes.
Dashes, nothing.
No capitalizations.
P-I-C-K.
Get out there and do it. Play against us. It's lots of fun. And the winner will get a prize.
A t-shirt.
Now, we can't say if it's a stained old white t-shirt. We can't say that.
No, it's not.
We can't say if it's going to say the hat.
It's a brand new NFL RNR
t-shirt. I think people should be given the option. Do you want one of our used t-shirts that has been on live television and soaked up a lot of sweat? Or... do you want a t-shirt that says the hat?
So a game-worn?
Yes.
A game-worn t-shirt.
Do you want an In-N-Out t-shirt?
Or an In-N-Out t-shirt.
Or the hat.
Or
which these are Pasadena institutions.
T-shirts.
Or a Rancid Raves.
Or Rancid
Raves. Maybe they want a Rancid Raves, and they want to feel Pasadena love. They want to feel the hat In-N-Out.
And they can
do
a hat. Okay. So there you go. Anyways, go out and do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jeffrey promises to get his picks in every week. I will remind him.
Especially those emails. Those
I will
are
remind
helpful.
Him. Those reminder emails. It takes so long to send it. I don't have to do anything. I just push a button. But because it's going through our website and our website email, which is kind of old and antiquated,
It takes a while for it
We're old and antiquated, Stephen.
Apparently we are. Now let's get to it. We got the Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks. And if you notice, Jeffrey's not even arguing about
the St. order. Louis going at the end. St. Louis will go second.
And we'll starting with the Cardinals. Now, basically what's surprising me about Arizona right now is their indecision. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. It is week four of the preseason. You have to tell me who your starting quarterback is. If you don't know right now who your starting quarterback is going forward this season, you got problems.
You ain't got one.
You got problems.
Now, John Skelton will be the starting quarterback. Ken Wisenhunt has not announced it, but I have.
What's up with Cobb? Cobb's your million-dollar guy.
Cobb was a
it's
colossal
the same thing
mistake.
Seattle did.
And Matt Flynn. We'll talk about colossal mistakes for $500, Alex.
But,
And you know what? Let's stick in the West. Just briefly, as an aside,
yeah,
would not surprise me at all if Carson Palmer lost his job to Matt Leinart.
Really?
If Matt Leinart, the backup to Carson his entire career, becomes Matt Leinart the starter in Oakland because Carson looks really bad.
Can we...
Do you agree with me about Carson Palmer not looking good?
He stepped it up last week. Against the Lions.
A little.
He looked much better.
Does he look like he gives a damn? That's my problem. That's my problem. And I think Sanchez has such a chip on his shoulder still that he could probably outplay him. Let's get back to the NFC West.
Leinart there.
Leinart, yes.
Yeah, he said Sanchez.
Sanchez has shown us nothing.
Can we start a free Fitzgerald campaign?
Oh, Lord. High five.
Yeah.
All over it.
I mean,
The Brett Favre petition that I stood outside Vaughn's and made people sign to make him retire before he got killed. Yes. I want to do that for Larry Fitzgerald. Stand outside, get petitions, get signatures to get him the hell out of Arizona. Put him on a team with a quarterback who can... Steven, what amazes me is he's going to get 1,000 yards this year. Is he not?
Rich Eisen. He is, by the way. Rich Eisen tweeted to Kurt Warner during one of the preseason games of the Cardinals and says, Kurt, you may want to take your phone off the hook because Wisenhunt may be calling you.
Ooh.
And this was the game where Cobb came in, threw a pick. Skelton came in, threw a pick. Cobb came in, sack, three and out, punt. Skelton comes in, interception. They just kept going. It's like, here, you take the starting job. It's yours. I don't want it. No, you take it. Really, you take it. No, I don't want it.
Why don't we throw the blame where it's deserved, which is apparently at the offensive line? Who's protecting these guys? Who's giving these guys time to throw the ball? They've had a full OTAs off-season program.
Yeah, but some of these interceptions are not the line's fault.
I'm not saying they all are, but if you're getting sack, then your offensive line's breaking down probably, or you're not getting rid of the ball fast enough. And I have – who did the Cardinals play this week? They played Tennessee. And so I did see that game because I was curious about to see Locker play and stuff. But, they lost to the Tennessee Titans, which, again, wins and losses mean nothing in the preseason.
Nada.
And the game at Denver, this is one of the games where they host Denver this Thursday night. This is one of the few preseason games I will be watching completely.
Why?
Because
they're not playing any of the guys.
Skelton and Cobb aren't going to play?
That's what I just said. Wisenhunt said neither Cobb nor Skelton will play in the final preseason game. I don't know who my quarterback is.
SMH.
Exactly.
Shaking my head. I don't get it. I don't want to get it. And if I get it, I'm afraid I might end up in the hospital because it might be the contagious disease people might have to get involved. I don't get it. Arizona is going to be a bad team this year, folks. I am sorry to break it to you. Larry Fitzgerald will get 1,000 yards. How? We have no freaking idea. But they'll probably come at the hands of John Skelton, who seems to be able to find Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald has this ungodly ability to just get open. I don't know how he gets separation when he's double-teamed constantly, but he still does. And somehow the quarterback seems to get him the ball, and Larry Fitzgerald's yak is off the chain. If you own him in fantasy football, do anything you can to get rid of him because you don't know how he's going to get those 1,000 yards. He'll get 500 of them in 1 week. Okay, but he's going to get 1,000. I'm not worried about that because he's that special. But I'm with Steven. Let's get him the heck out of here and get him onto a real team.
NFL.com here reporting that Wisenhunt said that he would love to pick his starting quarterback by now, but he doesn't know who that is yet. He will announce it once he has it. He's going to go through some more practices. However, Skelton and Cobb won't play in their final preseason game.
Lame. That's all I got to say. Did I say lame? Lame.
It is lame. Anyway, the Arizona
Where are they
going
to get a win? They'll beat Miami. We've already discussed that.
We have discussed that. And they do. Their schedule is soft
for a team that's not sucky.
Yeah, but still, they have to go and they're
going to
play
a really hard schedule.
They're going to play the AFC East.
They have a really hard schedule, Steven.
They got the Patriots.
They also have the NFC North.
And they have the NFC North, which means they got to play Green Bay and the Lions
and the Bears. Oh,
and even Minnesota, for that matter.
Minnesota's not going to roll over for them. And they're in Minnesota
for that.
So if it was at Arizona, why does it seem like they always play each other every year? Oh, yeah, because both teams finish in last place.
Ouch. Ba-dum-bum.
That's just an observation.
They are the Arizona Cardinals. They ended the season strong mostly because of their defense. But I don't see them getting to 7 wins.
Oh, Steven, you're being too kind. I'm going to my first article of the season in getting ready for my powerful rankings is going to be basically the Bad Five.
The which most powerful rankings?
My most powerful rankings.
Yes, I know. Doing that again this year?
Did you hate it so much? Didn't you think it added value to our site?
I'm not saying that. It was fine.
Don't go Jerry Jones on me. Tell me what you think.
I think that I don't want to do them again this year.
You won't have to.
Okay.
I promised to get an HTML editor.
All right.
And I promised to do them myself.
All right.
And I'll post them myself.
Then
I'm not looking
to
give you more work. Okay. Then if it has nothing to do with you, I still need you to proofread it. Because my proofreader is now in Santa Barbara.
I will proofread it.
If you think I trust my daughter to proofread my work, you've got another thing coming.
Yeah, I will proofread
it. Jordan was actually interested, and so he proofread.
I will proofread it.
Thank you. So,
I was actually thinking about doing my own.
I like it.
No, I think we should do one,
and then we would be right.
I'm not going to do it.
Now, it would go to blows, mind you. There would be bloodshed, but we would be right. At the end of the day, when Steven and I agree on something, at the end of the day, if you disagree with us, you're so wrong. You're so wrong. Because we don't agree on anything, okay? So if we agree on this, and you're right, Steven, they finished the season on a very strong note. They won, what, 5 of 6?
Yeah.
Yes, they won 5 of 6.
Yeah.
And John Skelton was in there for all but one of those games. And so I think Beanie Wells, look, if they can have anything resembling balance on their offense, anything, they have a prayer because of Fitz.
The fact of the matter is that they really thought that Floyd was going to come in and help and be that second guy opposite Larry Fitzgerald. He hasn't been that guy. He's been struggling in practices. He's been struggling to pick up the offense. And he hasn't really shown the spark that they thought they were going to get from him when they drafted him in the first round. Now,
you know,
once again, the onus is on Fitzgerald. Now, Todd Heap has taken a little bit of the pressure off of him, so they got a strong tight end.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, I'm a defense. I'm putting 2 guys on Fitz. Heck, maybe even 3 guys if I need to. Beat me with somebody else.
How good is Denver going to be? I'm just seeing that they lost a preseason game to Denver last year, 26-7. Denver's defense, you put that with Peyton Manning, oh my gosh. Peyton Manning's never played with a good defense.
No.
This team is going to be scary. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I might be. All right, so Arizona's going to be bad, and we feel really badly about that. Their defense last year, as Steven said, they stepped up at the end of the year, but that's about all you can say for them. Ken Wisenhunt, you're going to welcome to the hot seat, buddy.
No, dude's on fire.
Yeah.
Like, literally right now,
you can toast marshmallows on top of it.
It's warm. Yeah. It is warm, yes.
He needs my Avalon with the air-conditioned seats. That's what he
needs. And I would say it's going to take a postseason appearance for him to keep his job.
There's no way.
I don't see how that's going to
happen. There's no way this team makes the postseason. There's no way this team finishes 8-8.
Then we will move on to the St. Louis Rams.
Wow, Rants and Raves Network, this just in.
What?
Our Amex bill.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah.
My heart.
Our account balance
and our Amex bill for the London trip,
yes,
about the same. About the same.
Here, I was going to give you this.
Not for the Amex bill, I hope.
No, I'm applauding you for not fighting the sequence.
The St. Louis Rams. Look,
here,
when someone explains to me that in the process of alphabetization, which that's a hard word
to
say.
Alphabetization.
That is a very difficult word to say. That in the process of alphabetization, I still can't say, that you actually spell out the word and then you re-put it in its alphabetized form, and its abbreviated form.
Yes.
That makes sense. When people put it that way, all you need is a sound argument.
I tried to tell you that, but then you just... But because you heard it from Grammar Girl, now it's okay. Steven says that it's not okay.
I look for arguments that are based on my brain's way of looking at life. Uh-huh. And Steven, your brain doesn't look like my brain, thank God. Otherwise, thank nobody God. Would be listening.
All right. The St. Louis Rams have struggled mightily throughout the preseason.
Have they? Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when it's been
they
starters
beat the chefs.
On especially when it's been starters on starters.
They beat the chefs.
They did beat the chefs.
Wow, that's a team that's gonna be bad too. So my fabulous five are gonna be these teams, five teams, are likely to not win four games. That's what Jeff's fabulous five is going to look like.
Why would they be fabulous?
Well, it's sarcasm.
Well, I know, but isn't there a... I know the alliteration of fabulous five sounds
alliteration
nice.
Is all I am about. I don't care if it makes sense or not. It could actually make opposite sense, how which about, is nonsense.
How about...
F'd up five?
Yeah,
that's where you wanted to go,
yeah, that's
but
where
you can't.
I wanted to go. You can't because we're on radio.
We could call them the F'd up five. The
F'd up five. I don't know.
There are five teams.
I'm sure you will come up with something. And it's your most powerful rankings.
And I'm so clever. But this is a preview for the powerful rankings.
Yes.
These are basically the teams you're going to find covered in moss at the beginning
I
of the season.
I think you should give
Because a reminder of my powerful
yes,
rankings.
The moss.
Gold, silver, bronze, and then there's the normal teams.
Right.
And then there's the teams covered in moss because they're so bad.
So there's actually going to be five teams that are going to start in moss this
and
year?
And the mossy teams will be lucky to win four games. Lucky.
Wow.
Not may win four. Lucky.
All right. I want you to give those five mossy teams on the prediction show next week. Because right now we got to go.
Good enough.
The Rams, you're right. They did beat the Chiefs.
I also will be declaring on the next show my team for this year.
But is the Chefs. Ooh, let's do that right now.
No.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about Steven's punishment video.
Oh,
it's
really?
Gonna be a good show. You don't want to miss the next show.
We should talk about that.
What's there to talk about?
Okay,
what you're gonna have to do?
Yeah,
you're not gonna like it.
Okay.
Surprise!
All right.
The St. Louis Rams. I believe in the Rams for one reason. You'll do what I say, and you'll like it.
That's not true.
That's not true. But it sure feels good to say, doesn't it?
It does. All right, let's.
St. Louis Rams are gonna be fine for one. Two reasons.
Yeah, they.
You ready for my top two list?
Go ahead.
Jeff's top two list on the reasons that the St. Louis Rams will be just fine. And I was hoping for a drum roll, but that's okay. You can just give me a little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da if you want.
Okay.
Here's the reasons. Oh, nice. Well done. Sam Bradford.
Okay.
Number two reason. Number one reason the St. Louis Rams will be okay. Head coach, Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. You know what?
He did not come out of retirement for this.
Well, he came out of retirement. It's not like he came out of retirement. He wanted a job. He didn't have a job. They let him go in Tennessee.
He could have had a job in any number of places.
They let him go in Tennessee.
He chose this situation because he believes in Sam Bradford. He believes in the organizational philosophy. He believes that the Arsenal owner... what's his name? The who's the owner of the Rams? Koch. Not the new one that's going to come in, but the old one, the current owner of the Rams, that he's going to do what it takes to make this a competitive team for this team to win. He believes that he's got the pieces for defense that he could build something around. He certainly has got the draft picks and that he's got an offensive line that is reasonable. He's got a wide receiving core that's reasonable. People forget Danny Amendola. I'm glad I'm done with my drafts. I can now let my cat out of the hat and say Danny Amendola is a top 12 wide receiver. And the fact that he's going undrafted in many drafts, you are morons. You forget 2 years ago where he put up 1,200 yards, okay? Then he got hurt. He's Sam's favorite target as long as they stay healthy. Steven Jackson is a fantastic running back, and they've got a new running back that's really good. So I think this team's going to be fine, Steven.
I don't. And Kroenke's the name
Sam
of the owner
Kroenke.
That you were looking for, by the way. And
Stan Kroenke.
And here's the thing. Look.
And Arsenal sucks.
At the wide receiver position, you can say all you want about Danny Amendola, but I'm sorry, Jeff, I disagree with you. He's injury prone. He's not going to stay healthy for an entire 16 games. And if that's what you're depending your great offensive prowess is Danny Amendola, you're not going to go far. They've got five rookies right now at wide receiver, starting with Brian Quick. They also got Chris Gibbons,
I like Quick.
Charles Gilbert, and Nick Johnson. All of those guys are going to be okay, but they're not going to be super. And if I am a defense coming against the Rams, all I'm going to do is I'm going to put eight in the box. I'm going to stop Steve Jackson from doing anything and being any kind of a threat. And I'm going to force Stan Bradford to throw the ball. And you know what?
To Lance Kendricks, who's going to be open all the time underneath. And that's going to not let you stack the box.
I'm sorry.
When you've got a good tight end and you've got...
He's an okay tight end. He's not good.
I didn't say great. I said good.
Okay.
He is a capable tight end. And that's all you need
okay.
when you're stacking the
box. Great, good, okay, and, you know, below average. And he's just okay.
Okay. Well, what if you're unguarded? Would an okay receiver catch a ball thrown to him?
Well, there's not going to be any unguarded tight ends.
If you're stacking the box, he can slip in right behind them on a little out route, a little crossing route, and he should be wide open. That's the West Coast offense. That's what Jeff Fisher runs. That's what he wants to do here. And he's got the pieces to do it.
But
he's going to make you play honest.
But you got to give your quarterback time. And they're not doing that.
The
Cowboys
right
teed
now.
Off on Bradford.
The Cowboys defense is ridiculously good. It is looking as if Wade Phillips was left behind.
They teed off. I mean, literally, he got up after one sack and was like looking to the sideline like, Coach, you're kidding me, right? I mean, you want me to throw that pass? I've got no time. And he's got no time.
Yeah,
and he's
going to
get no time.
I'm not real
Plus
crazy.
Plus, their defense is going to be their crutch.
I'm not crazy about their tackles. I'll tell you that. And I think that is pretty much the biggest problem that
Fisher
they have there on their offensive
line. Fisher had to be
livid
at the tackling that they displayed against the Cowboys in the preseason game.
Well, I just said their tackles. I wasn't talking about tackling.
Oh, I thought you said tackling.
I meant the right and left tackles.
Oh, well, that's a problem, too. But their tackling
on
defense?
That's what could get Sam killed.
Was really bad. For me, if I were doing a mossy section.
Yeah.
The Rams would be in the mossy section.
We'll see. I don't think they'll be there. I think they'll be just a normal team this year.
All right.
Moving along.
The San Francisco 49ers. Yes. The San Francisco 49ers. That doesn't work.
Not their song.
No, it isn't.
Nothing
but anyways.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina
that's not their
for
song
a
either.
Panthers football game. That's how it goes.
It's going to be, look, here's what I see from the Niners. Either you're going to come off of what you did last year and be just as good.
Were they good last year?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
13-3.
Oh, that was pretty good.
You know what? Literally, if I was a betting man, I would have won so much money last year. What week were we in London? Week 7? Was it week 7?
Sure.
People in London looked like I had snakes coming out of my ears when I was telling them that the San Francisco 49ers were going to be 13-3 or better. I could tell you, and I've got some witnesses. We'll go back. All those people are going to be like, I can't tell
Not
you.
Not everybody
how
was
many,
sober,
I
though.
Can't tell you how many free drinks I'm going to be getting this year from all those people who laughed at me last year when I said
there was a lot of laughter.
The Niners are going to be 13-3 or better. And I gave them the reasons why. And they wound
mind
up being,
you, they had already lost a game.
Yes, they had lost a game. They had
to
lost
Dallas.
The Cowboys.
Right.
I said, they're only losing two more games. This whole season, they're only losing two more. And I gave them their two losses.
Yes.
And one of them didn't come through.
Yes.
I told them they were going to lose the Steelers. They beat the Steelers on Monday Night Football. We were there
well,
for that
Ben
game.
Roethlisberger wasn't
well,
walking.
That's true.
That sure helps.
But they wound up being 13-3. And they're going to carry that over to this season, and they're going to be just as good. They're going to win another 12, 13 games. Or they're going to come in with no longer having the chip on their shoulder like they had last year.
A swagger.
And not be as good. And I don't know yet. I haven't been able to tell
How did they
from
lose
their preseason
at Arizona?
Game. I have, because the preseason game that I just saw this week against Denver, even though they won the game, when there was starters on starters, Peyton Manning tore them apart like they weren't even playing
really
defense.
Makes you wonder what Denver was doing and what the 49ers were doing on defense, because Denver made them look so vulnerable, susceptible to not just the big play, but the medium play and the small play.
And not just the pass.
They had their
but
way.
The run,
that's
too.
What
and
I'm
last
saying.
Year,
they had their
nobody
way.
Could
no,
run on them.
You do not run on the 49ers. I you know, it was up there with one of those isms, like you don't start your quarterback, your starting quarterback against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, it was one of those truths in life that you just never violate. You never start your stud running back against the 49ers because he ain't going to get 80 yards. He ain't going to get in the end zone. They went until I think it was the playoffs before they even had a running back get into the end zone.
Yeah, I think they broke a lot of
it
records.
It was crazy how hard it was to run on them last year. So what happens? I don't know. There's been some personnel changes, Steven, and I'm a little concerned. I see
Willis,
a lot of the same
Willis
names
McGay,
here.
Willis McGay, he had almost 4 yards per carry against him. On granted, it was only 8 attempts, but still, when you're running for almost 4 yards a clip on the Niners, that's not good. And then Peyton Manning, literally 10 completions for 122 yards and 2 TDs, and I don't even think that was the best Peyton Manning had been or can be.
Okay.
So, danger, danger, or we were being vanilla?
Warning, warning, warning.
We're going to take care of business when it matters.
Tell me the other A. Smith on the team.
The other A. Smith. Alex Smith?
The other one.
Alex Smith. The tight end?
Do they have 3 A. Smiths now?
I thought. Oh no, Alex Smith's not with them. He
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no. Right.
The Alex Smith, the tight end's in Tampa Bay, I believe.
Outside linebacker. Aldon Smith.
Alda, the rookie from last year.
He's got a hip issue right now, so I'm a little curious about him. So here's one of my here's my concerns about the 49ers. Now this shows you that your team's good when you start nitpicking.
Yes.
Okay. Ted Ginn, I don't know if he can remain healthy on punt returns.
Okay.
I think they're going to probably end up using him as a wide receiver, which is going to put as your kick returner the guy who dropped the ball last year. It wasn't LaMichael James, was it?
No.
It was Kyle James. Williams.
Right.
Kyle Williams will be the punt returner. And instead of Ted Ginn, because I just don't think he can stay healthy enough to do that, and he's too important a part of that team.
Has Williams won that job?
No, he has not won that job yet. I just think this is one of the last things we're going to see is special teams changes. And then we had Blake Costanzo in, and Blake Costanzo is no longer with the 49ers. He signed a big fat contract to go elsewhere, and I think he's with Tennessee now.
I think it's Chicago.
Okay, that sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah. And so, look, you're going to take a bit of a backseat at special teams, and that started you with short fields all the time. Part of the success of the 49ers that, as I called them, the secret sauce last year, was their special teams play.
Yeah.
And without Blake Costanzo being the captain of the special teams, you're going to take a step backwards.
Yeah, and he did. They didn't offer him money, and so he took them Bears
Well,
money.
And for
he
good
took
reason.
The Bears money.
How many times does a special teamer make $3 million a year? Special teamers don't make more than $1 million a year.
No.
Unless you happen to be a freak like Blake Costanzo.
He was almost making that with the Niners. He was making like a
2.1, 2.2, I think, 2.3.
Yeah. Well, no. For one season, he was just under $1 million last year. But he's going to be making that with the Bears.
Right. And so this is the thing that's so crazy is that sometimes guys are such freaks. They're like Dennis Rodman on just defending and rebounding. They're really good at one thing, but that one thing is worth paying them for.
Yeah, it's
and Blake Costanzo is ridiculous the way he is always the first guy down there making the tackles.
And who knows with Urlacher and his injury, Costanzo might find himself playing some linebacker.
Not Mike, probably.
Not Mike, but at the linebacker position, he might be in there helping the Bears. From time to time.
Okay.
Anyways,
from Sports Illustrated, I got to get this in on my Angels. Give me the body type. This is a quote. Give me the body type that Mike Trout, who's the cover of SI this week, reminds you of. And the guy replied, Brian Urlacher. Nice.
Yes, I saw the cover. The Supernatural.
Your rookie of the year. Yeah, the Supernatural. He looks awesome. Mike
Trout. Bad he's not helping you get in the playoffs.
We're not getting anywhere near the playoffs.
All right. Anyways, well, there's hope, right?
No,
the
there's
wild
no
card?
Hope, actually. Hope
Isn't there
left.
Like a second wild card
hope
now?
Hope has left, yes.
Really?
Hope checked out this morning, yeah. Wow. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, no. Hope didn't even pay the bill.
She just
She skipped out on the bill.
Wow.
She thinks she's so cool.
I'm sorry for your team.
You should be. This is the best bad team I've ever seen. If you're Dallas, see, here would be the justice in the world.
Yes.
This Dallas Cowboys team, I think, is pretty terrific.
Yeah.
But if they end up 8-8 or something,
yeah,
it'll be the equivalent of what the Angels have done this year, which is you've got so much talent. Yeah, how is it that you're not good?
Yeah, that would be
what
good.
The hell?
I tell you what, Dallas Cowboys end up 8-8 this year, I'll never cover them again. I'm done.
That's a lie because they're paying you.
They are paying me. But I would request to move to another team.
That's a lie. Okay. let the lies continue. We are talking about the San Francisco 49ers.
I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to be big. I think they're going to be.
They're the class of the division.
Okay.
Just deal.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be the, you know, we don't have a chip anymore because we're on top.
Is anyone going to touch them with a 10-foot pole?
You know what? Let's get to the next team.
Don't say it. Don't
the
say
Seattle
it.
The Seattle Seahawks.
I tell you what.
I was this close to becoming a Pete Carroll hater. I really was. I was.
You can't hate him once you know him.
Yeah, I was on the.
And you haven't known him
yet. I don't know him yet. But still, I was thinking, what in the world is he doing?
But am I knowing him? He's lied to me already. So
that's true.
What am I going to do about
that's
that?
True.
He's such a nice guy, though.
Yes.
And his always compete BS is so inspiring.
But here's the deal. And this is why I'm becoming a Pete Carroll fan and why I think what he's done in Seattle can work. All right, Jeffrey? You would think.
Do you hear a word from me?
You would think that somebody who goes out and pays that much money to get Matt Flynn from the Green Bay Packers. That's your quarterback, right?
Please send him to Miami.
That is your quarterback. Matt Flynn is your quarterback.
That was a given.
Okay.
It seemed to be a given.
Then in the third round, let's take Russell Wilson. You know, we might need a backup quarterback someday. Let's take Russell Wilson. We're going to take him.
Pete Carroll was panned universally for having one of the worst drafts in the NFL. Yep. Where's his first round pick right now? He's looking pretty good.
Yes.
Where's his second round pick right now? Looking pretty good. And where's his third round pick right now? He's going to be starting for the team at quarterback. So
here's the thing. But the fact that Pete Carroll was able to take his quarterback situation, where he tells you Tavares Jackson is his guy, where they bring
TJ's
in
team.
Matt Flynn and pay him $13 million.
Doesn't matter. TJ's my guy.
And then they go and they get this rookie, and he outperforms them all.
Yeah.
It's not that Matt Flynn was awful. It's just that this guy was brilliant.
He was.
And then you have the big hairy cojones to say, he's my starter. Boom. Just like that. He's my starter. I don't care that I'm paying this guy $13 million. This guy deserves to be the starter because he gives me the best chance to win. He's done everything that I've asked him to do the minute he's been in here from rookie camp, and he's doing it with style. And he's making nobody wide receivers look brilliant.
We're falling with style. Steven, that's a great argument, and that is a great reason to like a coach. With one caveat.
Yes.
Damn well better work.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I'm thinking that
it might work. And if he goes 8-8, if he goes 8-8, it was genius. It was genius if he goes 8-8.
I think he's got to have a winning record. I think he's got to have a winning season.
I disagree.
And I'm looking at their schedule right now.
Well, let's talk.
And I think
we're
that he can have.
He's obviously going to beat the Cowboys.
Oh,
I'm just joking. You know. Yes, some jokes are too easy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even make them.
Who knows? It's in Seattle. Doc Rob, where's my invites, man? Come on, dog.
September 16th. Wow. That would be a lot of fun.
It would be.
In Seattle to see the Cowboys.
I'll drive to Seattle.
And it's 16 hours.
Is it really that far?
It's 10. It's 10 to get out of the state. Okay, we got a really long state.
I forgot that it's just like Texas, man. You drive for one way
we're
for
not wide,
half a day.
We're just long.
Yeah. And yeah. If you go with, you're out in three.
A couple hours, you're going. Yeah. Boom.
But you go.
You go top to bottom. Forget about it. And then you got to get through Oregon. Jeez. And then you got to get through Southern Washington.
Oh.
And it's a pretty drive. You got Mount Rainier right there the whole time just welcoming you. And then you pass Mount Rainier. And then you still got a couple hours to go to Seattle. We can't drive that. Maybe
in your
car.
Can we get like JetBlue to fly us for like $100?
Okay, so I got a LinkedIn request from a guy who's a pilot Air Hawaii.
Air Hawaii goes to Seattle?
Do they?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying that when I see a LinkedIn request from, because obviously Steve and I get our fair share of LinkedIn requests. Yes, we don't ever talk about it, but you get them a lot, don't you?
I do.
From people who are listeners to the show, and I generally just click through, approve all of them.
I approve.
There's some I don't approve just because they're clearly in a business that's so just out there. It's like, I'm an accountant. It's like, yeah, I don't see our paths ever actually crossing.
Right.
But it was like pilot for Air Hawaii. Okay.
Maybe it's time to send out an email.
Anyway, so the point is, how many wins are they going to get this season? I see one, I see two, I see three, I see four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I see nine. They are very fortunate that their home games, with the exception of the beginning of the season, where their home games are Dallas, Green Bay, and New England.
Yeah, those three tough.
The rest of them are pushovers in Seattle. Not necessarily on the road, but at home, they're pushovers. You're talking Minnesota, New York, Arizona, San Francisco, St. Louis. Pushovers at home. San Francisco, not so much, because they did beat them twice last year. San Francisco did, so that's going to be one heck of a game. Love to be there Christmas Eve watching that one.
September 16th. I'm coming, Doc Rob. Figure it out, baby.
He doesn't live in Seattle. It's actually quite a drive for him to get down
but
there.
But he's a season ticket holder, right?
He's going to be there. He's going to be there. Yeah. Trust me.
He's going to be there.
Gets the Cowboys heavens.
You know what? Request credentials.
I just told you our Amex
to that game.
We don't have that much money.
Yes, I know. We don't have money to go anywhere. I get it, but I don't know. It'd be kind of good to be in the press box and
we need to
do a game live.
Let's go out on a real downer note. I need to go figure out how we're going to pay this Amex bill. We're out. Bye.
All right. Anyways, I'm liking the Seahawks. Jeffrey thinks they could possibly win 9 games.
You're right.
If I'm right
if
about
you're
the
right
quarterback position.
About Pete Carroll and his big Harrys going out there and pulling the right trigger, pushing the right buttons, and his renegade philosophy, if you're right. And I want you to be right, Steven, because I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Seahawks.
Granted, it's just Kansas City, but did you see what this kid went out and did against them?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, he freaking just...
There's a reason I called them the chefs this week. I haven't called them that in a long time.
Mowgli. I love that old
first
man.
First you take the Ferdy Ferdy, then you fill it with the bang bang, Mr. Shaky, Mr. Shaky.
And the
That's
fact
the
that
Swedish
he was able,
chef from Muppets.
There you go. And he was able to, you know, he brings in T.O., and then he's not going to work.
Not working.
Cousin.
Bye.
And
you know, I'm keeping Braylon Edwards.
He's making all the moves.
I'm keeping Braylon Edwards. You know why? I think he's going to work.
I think there should be optimism in Seattle. We've gone way over
time. Golden Tate.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Take Golden Tate in fantasy football. I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm not going to do that, but you do that if you want to. And this is NFL Rants and Raves. We're out, people.
Skittles boy can't do it. I'm not sold on this team. 5 wins.